Hola, hola. We're in episode 2. So today is for en línea número 2, depending on which group you're in. And today we're going to be talking about ser in order to identify and describe people. So, in English, there's only one way to say to be. Right? Or to say, I am, you are, he is, she is, right? In Spanish, we have ser, which means to be, but we also have estar, which also means to be. And estar, we use to talk about feelings, where something is or where a person is, and we'll get into that later in the semester. But today we're focusing on ser, which also means to be. So, ser, just like a star, is a verb, right? The verb to be. And unlike English, where we don't necessarily have any types of conjugations or conjugating involved, we can just say, I am or you are. In Spanish, we have conjugations. So for ser, just like a star, the conjugation depends on who it is. So we have I, or we have you, or we have, kind of in the same category, he, she, or it. And then we have we, and then we have they, or them, or they as in a group of boys, a group of girls, a group of whoever, the group of dogs, cats, any, whatever you could think of. Just the plural form of he or she or it, right? Which is usually them. So, in Spanish, the I would be yo, the you would be tú, the he or she would be él or ella, and then the we would be nosotros, and then the them could be either ellos or ellas. The interesting thing, which we'll also talk about later in the semester, is ellos or ellas. Ellos would be for a group of what you would think is masculine, right? So, a group of men, let's say. But we have, if we have the word ellas, that would be a group of women. And the interesting thing with Spanish, since Spanish is technically a gendered language, when we have a group of people, right? And we're talking about them in a general sense. In English, it's not a gendered language, right? So we don't have to specify the them as being feminine or masculine. It's just them. But in Spanish, since it's gendered, we do have to specify that. And the interesting thing about that is if we have a them group and it's all women, let's say we have 5,637 women and one man in that group, then it turns into ellos is masculine instead of ellas, which is an interesting thing to think about, right? But I won't get into that right now. So if you look there under modules, you'll see the verb chart. It's what we call it, the little chart that shows you all the different conjugations of ser, which means to be, for either yo, tú, or él, ella. Right? We also have this little thing that looks like a UD with a period. That's just a short abbreviation for usted. And usted is essentially a formal way to say you. So a lot of times in Spanish, for instance, if I'm going to talk to my boss or someone that might be higher up than me, might have more power than me, figuratively speaking, I would probably use usted instead of the tú form to address them. Even though I'm saying you, but in a formal way, right? And that rule kind of varies depending on country, how often they use tú versus usted, but That's the general rule of thumb. And so if you look there under modules, you'll see that little chart which shows you how we conjugate ser. Yo soy, I am. Tú eres, you are. Usted, él, ella, you, he, or she is. And so on. So, in general, like it was mentioned earlier, the verb ser is used to identify and describe things, or in this case, people, is what we're talking about today. So describing people, and there's a lot of vocabulary words that we have in this chapter, the preliminary chapter, that are what are called cognates. If you remember from a few days ago, cognates are words that look very similar in Spanish as they do in English, spelled out, and also might sound similar, and they mean the same thing. So we use that conjugation of ser to say or describe how someone is. So for instance, if we see, if I ask, for instance, ¿Cómo es Pedro? How is Pedro, or how is he as a person, right? So notice then how I'm saying ¿Cómo es Pedro? I'm using the conjugation of ser, if you look back to that verb chart, I'm using the conjugation of es, E-S, right? Because that's the section where we're talking about él or ella, and Pedro in this case is an él, right? It's a he, it's him. And so we're talking about cómo es Pedro, and so we have to conjugate ser. We always have to conjugate, or almost always have to conjugate our verbs, right, in this case. And we're saying that Pedro is, so es, cómo es, how is he? And so we conjugate ser to match up with Pedro, right? If I were, for instance, to say, or I wanted to ask, how are you, meaning how are you, like, as a person, describing your personality traits, right? I could ask, ¿Cómo eres tú? ¿Cómo eres tú? How are you as a person? Or if I want, for instance, to say, I'm talking about me, myself, right? And I want to say, I am beautiful, right? I would use the correct verb conjugation for yo, which is soy. So I'd say, yo soy bella. And so, if anyone knows, this makes me think of, if anyone knows that song, soy yo, that's basically the perfect example of conjugating ser, right? Because that whole song is about, this is how I am, this is who I am, don't try to change that. And she keeps singing, soy yo, right? Soy yo. Okay, so one of the last things that we'll do is, as our usual vocabulary, pronunciation, and repetition, just so we can practice with pronunciation and things like that. And so remember, when I pronounce the vocabulary word, you can go ahead and repeat it along with me, okay? Remember, these are the cognates, so the words that look and mean the same things in English and Spanish. And these are the words that we'll use to describe people using ser. So we have arrogante, arrogant, eficiente, efficient, elegante, elegant, idealista, idealistic, importante, important, independiente, independent, inteligente, intelligent, interesante, interesting, optimista, optimistic, paciente, patient, perfeccionista, Perfectionist. Pesimista. Pessimistic. Popular. Popular. Responsable. Responsible. Sentimental. Sentimental. And tradicional. Traditional. And lastly, to talk about the activities today, you'll see in modules on the page that what we're doing is looking at, you have the activity number 3, which is comprendes, that you'll just practice really quickly conjugating ser. You can submit that as a short word document, or if you have it on paper, submit the picture. There's an assignment for that. And then activity 4, which is putting it all together, and I'd like for this to be a speaking activity, so we'll use Marco Polo again, which hopefully it's working well. And you'll answer these questions that you have. There's 5 questions here, and you'll read them off, the question and the answer, right? So for instance, it says, ¿Cómo eres? Meaning, how are you? And then you'll look at that list down there of all those different vocabulary words and describe how you are, or how is your mom or your friend or whoever it may be. And I can provide you feedback on that activity through Marco Polo, which is nice. So that'll be kind of the main activity. And that's all I've got for you today. Oh, and remember, that's hashtag slang del día. We're still in Colombia. And so the word is polas, polas. And those mean beers, right? And it has an interesting history coming from the nickname of a woman who helped Colombia gain independence from Spain. And so her nickname was used to be a word for beers in her honor, and so they still use that today. Pásame unas polas. Pass me some beers. Parce, remember we talked about parce, is that other slang word in Colombia that means like amigo or friend, right? And that's all I got for you today. As always, don't let me know if you have any questions. Ciao, ciao, chiquis.